Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Former council member Dave Fronczak. Dave, good morning. Welcome to Hardline.
Good morning and congratulations on losing all that weight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, Awaken 180. Check it out. Dave, let me ask you, before we get to the primary, you hear all this stuff on the campaign trail from the mayor and from the state senator. It sounds like a lot of the same stuff for the last 10 or 15 years. Is that how you view it?
Well, each has a different spin on the ball. And there are certain fundamental issues in the city. You know, Ryan talked a lot about filling potholes. You could go back 100 years and deal with that issue. So there's going to be themes that are going to be reoccurring. But there might be different approaches on issues like, development. And like Ryan also says, he wants to build a lot of affordable housing because the housing rent and housing is going so much in Buffalo that I didn't think I'd see because we were so affordable. So, you know, as much as it changes, as much as it stays the same.
Now, this was, you know, a fierce campaign between the two, Sean Ryan and Chris Scanlon. Going in, Mayor Scanlon, has only been in office not even for a full year. Were you kind of surprised that the party put their weight behind Sean Ryan?
No, because if there's a dynamic, if Jeremy Zellner wants to be state senator, then Sean Ryan would have to be the designee. What's going to happen, as is rumored, what surprised me is that I thought that the primary election would be much, much, much closer. So that kind of surprised me on primary day. But George K. Arthur, the former council president, said primaries can be funny things. And candidates think they're going to win and they won't.
But looking at those numbers, right, less than 30% of registered Democrats showed up to vote. With all the attention that was put on this, all the money that was put into this campaign, were you surprised that the turnout was still so few?
Your great commentator, and he's really brilliant, Carl Calabrese, thought the turnout for a primary was pretty good. Bruce Fisher, the other commentator, and I know both gentlemen very well, said that the turnout was lousy. For a primary election, 27% was pretty good because I've run in elections with 13% voted. But in the big picture, what kind of commentary is there when 73% of people sit home and don't vote when people have sacrificed their lives in this country for the right to vote? So I'm always kind of disgusted when people don't vote because voting in our household was like a religion. I grew up in a political family, so you had to vote in a primary. In fact, my father was so big on it, he almost named my brother Tim, who was a city court judge and Erie County court judge, he almost named him Primus for primary day. And my mother said, over my dead body.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that I grew up in the same type of house, right? We always went to kids vote until we could vote at 18. So now it's going to be Sean Ryan and James Gardner, the Republicans who haven't run a candidate in the last two cycles. I mean, were you surprised to see that Scanlon didn't go through with the independence line? You know, seeing the turnout for the primary, you would think more people show up in November. I mean, do you think he had zero path?
He had no path to victory. It wasn't like 77 with Jimmy Griffin or even with the write-in with Byron Brown against India Walton. And so I scratch my head, is that why did he not win the primary? Some observers said, well, Carl Paladino. And I don't think most voters care about Carl Paladino. When I first dealt with Carl Paladino, I remember he was a liberal Democrat, and he was very chummy with former council member Dave Rotecki and Steve Pidgeon, the former Erie County chairman before his fall. So, and then he became, you know, more a Republican. But I don't think people care about that. Why I think Chris lost, it was, I think it was Byron Brown malaise, because Chris was very, very close to the former mayor, Byron Brown. And when we see, you know, you're too young to remember, but they had that President Jimmy Carter malaise when Ronald Reagan won, because the country was drifting, people were tired. The economy wasn't doing well. I mean, our budget wasn't doing well in City Hall. And I think, you know, just like Kamala Harris, if she didn't, you know, hitch her wagon to Joe Biden in her campaign, she might have had a better chance on the national level. So I think the reason why Chris lost was that Byron Brown fatigue.
You know, I was surprised. I'd like to know your thoughts on this. I was surprised that Mayor Scanlon didn't make more of the argument. You know, Sean Ryan's out there. He's been in elected office as long, if not longer, than myself. And Mark Poloncar is the same, who supported Sean Ryan. He's been the county executive. I mean, sure, some of the stuff that happens in the biggest city in the county falls on him or the senator that represents part of the city. Were you surprised you didn't hear those kind of attacks?
Yeah, there was a lot of things they could have done. They attempted to go after Sean Ryan on India Walton, which I thought was a good area to pursue. And, you know, various votes, you know, I didn't see anything like on bail reform or things of that nature. But, you know, what I found interesting is that Chris Scanlon's campaign manager was Betsy Ball, who was the campaign manager for Byron Brown when he lost his primary to India Walton. So I don't know why you'd pick the same person to be your campaign manager in this campaign. But, you know, both candidates worked very, 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 very hard. And, you know, and the Democratic Party brought out their base. The South Buffalo votes, you know, I just talked to someone who works in City Hall who's very close to Chris, and she said that South Buffalo didn't, even though he got the huge percentage, 81% in South Buffalo, the turnout wasn't as big as they had hoped. In fact, the turnout was lower than when Mickey Kearns ran for mayor. I think it was something like 2008. So the turnout was down. People didn't feel excited for some reason.
Now, you know, obviously this got ugly in the final days. Now Chris Scanlon not running. Do you think the Democrat Party, the leaders in the Democrat Party, will come back together? I mean, a week ago we were seeing, you know, social media posts where the county executive was thanking everyone that was there in the picture, except for the mayor of Buffalo. Do you think this is something the party will come together?
Well, you know, the fact is that, I heard Tom Barley talk about, oh, now they're going to, because Chris Scanlon's dropping out of the race, they're going to give him a job, they'll take care of him and things of that nature. And that is not necessarily true, because Chris Scanlon will be mayor until January 1st or December 31st of this year, unless he chooses to leave. And also, he's got 1 year left on his council term in the South.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
District. He would go back to that seat automatically in January 1st if he stays as mayor to the end of the year. And then he could run for re-election, and I would think he would easily win. So if he wants to stay in elected life, he can, you know, win re-election next year. I don't think he's looking for a job with the party. Who would be disinclined to do it? Because if he stayed in or not, it wouldn't make any difference. Ryan's going to win, except they just may have to make more of an effort, the party. So it's better for the party that he drops out from their point of view and from Chris's point of view, because if he had a chance to win, then you'd say, okay. But there's absolutely no chance, in my opinion.
Is that because James Gardner's on the ballot, or it's just a different setup than it was 4 years ago?
Well, that's another thing. And here's where, once again, I agree with Carl Calabrese when he said James Gardner should swing for the fences and really campaign hard in the minority community about school issues, school choice, and crime. But that still would not make any difference. When you look at the race of James Gardner, Republican, versus Michael Caine, Democrat, for district attorney, in the city of Buffalo, Caine, the Democrat, got 62,000 votes. Gardner got 13,000 votes. He got creamed. I mean, you know, 13,000 to 62,000. I don't see any reason at all why Ryan should do any less better than district attorney Michael Caine. So James Gardner has no chance. Having said that, there's no reason why he shouldn't try, and there should be competition in the Republic. You know, people used to be mad at me because I've been a registered Democrat since 18. But and a couple of times I made friends with the Republicans who ran against me in my district, and I would get the Republican nomination when Dennis Ryan was city chair. He was a good friend of mine. And so, so the thing is I got their endorsement a few times, as Democrat and Republican. People might not like that, but I beat their candidates, and they figured they couldn't win there. And, the party fathers didn't like that I did that. And I said, well, you know, I've got Republican friends, I've got Democratic friends, and I hate the polarization that's going on in these parties. It's not healthy for our democracy.
Well, speaking of that, you know, the Republicans have not really shown up in any elections the last few cycles in the city, be it council or the mayoral. And they decide to, you know, go first into the mayoral. Do you think it should have been a more of a, you know, year by year, maybe have a few candidates in the council before going right for the mayor after sitting out for 8 years?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the Kevin Helfer, a good friend of mine, Kevin Helfer, and this is a few years ago now, but not that long ago. He was a registered conservative that won the university district council member over my good friend, Archie Amos. There were some issues with petitions and, you know, Archie had to leave the ballot. And Kevin won that November election, and he held his seat and was popular in the city for a long time, later being made a commissioner in the city. And then Kevin switched from registered conservative to registered Republican. And Kevin and I served about 2 years ago on the Salary Review Commission in City Hall. So a Republican, conservative slash Republican, can win in certain circumstances. Kevin just worked super hard. And he had, you know, it's also luck as part of it, too, in circumstances. So a Republican, should look at running in a district seat, and they work hard, they could have a chance. It's not easy, but it's not impossible.
So let's say Sean Ryan wins in November, or James Gardner, they take over January 1st.
Okay. Just stop right there. James Gardner, there's 99.9% will not win. I'll leave that little tiny percentage, but Sean Ryan's going to win.
Okay.
I mean, I'll put my reputation on the line on that one. Really weird happens.
And I realize that Scanlon is mayor for six more months, but for the new mayor to come in, what is the first thing to do to hit the ground running in the city of Buffalo, the position it will be in 2026?
The big scramble in the micro picture is patronage. They're going to look to see who they're going to hire. And so the Democratic Party and Sean will sit, maybe Mark Poloncarz as well, and they'll sit and they say, who are we going to hire? But then Sean has got to deliver. He wants to do better city services. But, you know, I think what's good that Sean Ryan wants to do is focus on affordable housing, because he did that in the state Senate, because housing is so, so expensive. Even a brand new affordable housing, which is the median income, so, you know, people with more money can't buy it, to build, it blew my mind, to build, you know, like a two-bedroom, one-bathroom, you know, relatively small new house, they said the contractors, they got a, it cost $400,000 to build that, and then the subsidy, the mortgage for the median income is $250,000. That's a pretty big mortgage. So I can see, and I think, it, you know, that Sean is definitely right on target with trying to push for affordability and people can buy their own homes and to rent, because that homeowners are the, you know, backbone of the city. And if young people, your generation, can't afford to buy a house, that's nuts. When I was your age, I bought a house on the, you know, a brick house with a three-floor garage with a slate roof and an elevator for, well, I was $27,000 in the mid-80s, you know, so that was kind of nuts too. But today, you know, kids can't afford to buy homes, and I think that's a serious, it's a good thing to work on.
You mentioned, you know, the rumors that Jeremy Zellner wants Sean Ryan's seat, but that, I mean, that has gotten, you know, that's been talked about the entire time through the primary process. Do you think all the attention on that might make Zellner step back and not take that seat, or do you think he'll go fully right towards it?
You know, maybe, because I know that Jonathan Rivera, my good friend Dave Rivera's son, who's the assemblyman, wants the Senate seat, and Bill Conrad, who represents, you know, part of the North Towns and North Buffalo, Bill Conrad wants that seat, and there's going to be other people that are going to want that seat. But if Jeremy says he wants it, and I don't know if he does or he doesn't, they're going to all step aside, because Jeremy will be stronger than ever. You know, I kind of liked it when there was a bifurcation in City Hall, and because one source didn't have all the power. And that's the whole idea of American democracy, is a splitting up of power. That's why we have so many governments. You know, why do you have so many towns and villages and councils and supervisors and mayors? Because the idea of you spread the power around so nobody gets to have too much power. And that's why they had, you know, those kinds of things. And so when you had a split Democratic Party and a split, I started in politics when Joe Crangle was chairman, and he wanted all the power. All the chairmen want the power. The mayors want all the power. So there has to be a check and a balance all across the board.
Would you say, as it stands right now, that Jeremy Zellner is the most powerful unelected person in Western New York?
That's hard to say, because there might be people in business that have a lot of economic power. But politically, I would say Jeremy is certainly one of the most powerful politicians in Western New York. And that's through hard work. He started young with Len Lanahan, who's a great guy, very decent guy. And so he learned at a very young age. He lived in, I think, in the Tonawandas, and he always had the itch to want to run, but he certainly, he has got a work ethic, a tremendous work ethic, and that's what got him where he is.
Former Councilmember Dave Fronczek. Dave, always great catching up with you. Appreciate you taking some time this morning.
My pleasure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.